It's been good so far. Just trying to learn like the little details of it. I feel like I played, three tech inside for most of my career. So, I know all those little intricate details, and it's just kind of learning that on the edge and getting comfortable out there.
What's the biggest difference moving inside or moving outside?
Moving outside? Just your eyes. There's a lot more stuff moving, and you got to pay attention to the motions and the fullbacks coming down to brick you. So really just making sure your eyes are where they're supposed to be is a big part of it. And then at the end of the day, it's still get to the quarterback.
Yeah. Tell me about this defense. It seems to be coming together pretty well. The D-line loaded. Really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. We got a lot of good guys on the defensive line, man. Bringing in AC, Ross, we got Coney, we got Pelly, we got Rector, and we have depth too. We have a bunch of young guys that are great, and they're quick and they're fast too. So I'm really excited about our potential this year and where we can take it.
Obviously the goal, you got to get more pressure this year than last year, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think, we got the guys in the room, so it's just about going out there and proving it. I mean, we got guys with great track records, and so far in camp, I've liked what we've been doing. So we just got to put it to the test come June 11th and really show what we got.
How do you like this week, kind of like a bye week in training camp? It's important if you utilize it, especially the right way.
Yeah, man, I like getting the preseason games out of the way. I like getting them done early, and then, now we're kind of gearing up for Sask and just getting ready. It feels good to just having this week to, they've already made some of the cuts already, so we kind of feel the chemistry of the team coming together. So it's been nice. I actually like it a lot. Yeah.
Can I earn more sacks than you did last year?
That's the plan, yeah. I always go bigger and better. Last year is last year's sacks don't give you sacks this year. And I just want to improve and get better this year and be a better player.
Hard to argue with the Chris Jones method of moving guys around, right? I mean, you see him play more on the edge last year and coming off an all-star season. And now, sky's the limit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, wherever he wants me to play, I'm going to play. If that's nose guard, wherever. If I got to bump out and play offensive line, if someone gets hurt, wherever. So I just want to win games. Especially at home. That's all that's on my mind. And just doing everything I can to help the team and make that happen.
And that must have been a long off season, knowing that little monkey on still on your back.
Yeah, absolutely. Sucks. we just gotta keep preparing and working hard, man, and just win. Start winning at home and get the fans back in the stands and kind of turn this whole ship around. And we got the people in the building to do it, and we just got to go out there and do it.
Well, how much does that make this game on the 11th such an important first step? Right?
Definitely. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, it's not do or die, but it's right. The first game of the year, and it's like, hey, we got to – coming from us, we just want to set the tone from the first game that, hey, we're a different team. We're not who we were last year, and we're here to get back to the old, Edmonton Eskimo way of winning games and winning Grey Cups.
You had the two preseason games, first quarter, both games. You're going up against the other team's number ones. It was scoreless in Calgary, 7-4 against Winnipeg. You feel you guys kind of showed yourselves a little bit in those?
Yeah, I think you could see in those two games that, we have a great defense. I mean, in Calgary, we didn't even bring any of our starting defensive guys. So our twos, I think, played great against them, and then against Winnipeg in the first game, except for that little hiccup where, Kenny got free, but, Kenny doing Kenny things. But we look great, so I think it's just about transitioning that and proving it, come the regular season, Because last year we had a good preseason game against Winnipeg, but then it didn't translate. That's my big worry, is just making sure we translate and we bring it to the regular season and to the game.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.